This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reached its peak with only 3 days left for polling. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in North 24 Parganas district in support of Barasat and Boshirhat Lok Sabha constituencies of West Bengal today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said there is zero tolerance for corruption under his rule. The Prime Minister said Congress and the INDIA alliance do not care for common people and they only care for themselves. He said people of Matwa community in West Bengal are being given citizenship under CAA. Mr. Modi said women are being empowered under his government. Earlier, addressing a public rally at Dumka Airport ground in Jharkhand, PM Modi said action will be further intensified against corrupt people after the 4th of June. In Bihar, JDU President and Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar addressed a rally in Nalanda constituency in Astawa. BJP leader and Union Minister Nityanand Rai held a public meeting in Barun under Karakat parliamentary constituency. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad said this time in Lok Sabha elections the fight is for saving reservation and the Indian constitution. Talking to media in Patna, he said the 400 plus seat claim of the BJP will fall flat in this election. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav held a public meeting in Buxar. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath campaigned today for film star and BJP nominee from Gorakhpur, Ravi Kishan. Addressing a rally in Kampilganj area, Mr. Yogi said, the BJP government has done a lot for the poor and downtrodden. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, along with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, jointly addressed political rallies in Mohan Sarai area of Varanasi and in Bansgaon Lok Sabha constituency. In an election rally in Gagret, Una district of Himachal Pradesh, Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi has accused the BJP government of failing to reduce inflation and unemployment. She criticized the central government for not declaring last year's calamity as a national disaster. Senior Congress leader and Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu, along with other leaders, also addressed the rally. On the other hand, BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed rallies in Choltu in Kinnaur district and Ankhari and Rodu in Shimla district. He stated that the BJP is seeking votes for development to once again usher in an era of progress in the country. The BJP today expressed confidence that it is forming the government at the centre for the third term with a massive mandate. The party alleged that contradictions of the INDIA bloc are coming out in the open. Briefing media New Delhi party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said while AAP is fighting against the Congress in Punjab, in West Bengal the TMC is fighting against the Congress. He claimed that as the Lok Sabha elections are coming closer, it is clearly visible that people of the country have understood the situation and the BJP-led NDA is on its way to achieving the target of winning more than 400 seats. The Election Commission today released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. In a statement, the Commission said 7,5,44,933 people voted in the sixth phase. A voter turnout of 63.37% has been recorded in 58 parliamentary constituencies which went for voting. The poll body said the final turnout will only be available post-counting with counting of postal ballots and its addition to the total vote count. The Commission also released parliamentary constituencies-wise number of electors for the seventh phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Kanyakumari from the 30th of this month. Sources said in Kanyakumari, Mr. Modi will visit the Rock Memorial and meditate at the Dhyan Mandapam, which is at the same place where Swami Vivekananda did meditation. Normal life has come to a grinding halt in northeast India due to extremely heavy rainfall under the impact of Cyclone Remal. The cyclone wreaked havoc in parts of the northeast today, killing at least 23 people in Mizoram, 3 persons in Assam and 1 in Meghalaya. The rains, accompanied by gusty winds, uprooted trees, electric poles, triggered landslides and disrupted power and internet services in the region. And with that, we end this news bulletin.